Hey everyone. Hey Deborah, it's good to see you.
Good to see you.
Hey Kelly. Hey Brenda. Hey Dewey. So good to see everyone. I'll give us all a moment to get in. It's a pop-up call. So I figured it this time would work for some people and might not work for others. But I know we'll have the exact right amount of folks and just the exact right circle come together today. Okay. So the reason why I decided, so every now and again in Curriculum Lab, I'll have a couple, one, maybe two pop-ups, because what we're doing is big stuff. And sometimes you can sort it out in your own head. And sometimes you need some brainstorming support. For like the folks that can sort it out on their own, that's awesome and great. And for the folks that need some like brainstorming and kind of looking at things from different angles, that's also wonderful and great and completely normal in this process. So that's why I really like to have some extra support, especially the first couple of weeks of the program. That's why we've front-loaded a whole bunch of get it done sessions the first couple of weeks in the program to help you kind of get moving and shaking. So this time together is really for you to bring any questions that you have as you've been working on your curriculum and getting your steps together, any brainstorming that you want to do, if you want my take on anything, any to look at any fears you have as well, whatever it is that you need in order to move forward. Before I open up for Q&A, no matter where you're at, whether you have like almost all of your steps mapped out and you feel great about it, or whether you're like, okay, this is a big mishmash of a lot of things. I know for a fact that there is at least one thing to celebrate about your process so far. So when I say that, what I mean is there is at least one way that you've moved forward. Or there is at least one new thing that you've learned about yourself or about your work that's helpful or valuable for you to know, to have learned. Or there is at least one new feeling of excitement maybe that you didn't have before we started. So I want to invite everybody to write down at least one, maybe you have two or three. And if you do, write down those two or three. What is something that you really want to celebrate, inner or outer? Forward movement, new learning, new feeling, something that you might be excited about. We spend so much time focusing on what's not going well. I do that too. And, you know, it's useful, but not without the foundation of what is going well and what is moving forward and how am I progressing. And I'd love for you to share in the chat what you're celebrating. Lane seeing a program that she's been envisioning for months take shape at last. Yay! Justine is celebrating taking fast action and moving through the feeling of deflation. That is beautiful. Yes. Deborah wrote it out. You wrote an outline for your book. Beautiful. And you created an overview document for a potential 4-day women's retreat. Nice. glorious celebrating that the ideas came easily and that there's actually a lot to share on the topic. Yes, it's totally possible to make something happen. Lauren's celebrating the clarity that's has come forward. Like, it almost feels too easy. Yeah, I love that. Jennifer has more clarity about the journey that you've been taking people on all along. I love that. Yeah, and I often say in all of my trainings and in Curriculum Lab and all of it, it's like, you learn new things, but you also learn things that you've already been doing, but you maybe either didn't know you were doing it or didn't understand why you were doing it. And that knowing helps you make it even more powerful and transformational. Good. Brenda is showing up to class and at least devoting time to trying to answer the question, even though it feels like nothing is getting done. Brenda, I promise you things are getting done and we can look more deeply at that. And I also celebrate you showing up and devoting time. I'm not going to read all of these out loud right now. I'm going to read them all to myself later, I promise. Good. Okay. So from this place, from the place of celebrating what is coming forward, I'd love to open up for Q&A. So again, this is opportunity to get support in whatever way that you want and need. If you want to float an idea, great thing to bring forward. If you're not sure or feeling stuck, let's take a look at that. And you can just raise your hand and I'll call based on the hands raised, the icons. Dottie.
Joanna, thank you for doing this. So I'm realizing as I'm writing my begin and end and also the brainstorming or the brain dumping, that a lot of what I am creating is creating awareness and not necessarily specific steps to get to a very clear outcome. Because I I'm redeveloping or refining the forgiveness course that I started to create last year. And so as an end point, I'm hoping that she'll understand that it's a process and that it's personal and it's ongoing and cyclical. And so there's not a now I know how to, A, B, and C specifically. So I'm wondering how to create steps when I don't really have clear identified steps, because it's going to be different for everybody, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Great. We're going to get there in a second. But first, let me ask you. So what I'm hearing is the end result is not for people to be like, I'm fixed and I'm forgiven forever and done, but to know that it's an ongoing and a cyclical process. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's something else also at the end there that's maybe so obvious to you that you just didn't actually say it out loud, but how will this person that goes through it feel differently either about themselves, if they're forgiving themselves, or the other person? I feel like there are a couple of other markers that they will be at, even though understood that it's ongoing and cyclical.
Yeah, just a greater sense of peace and relationships maybe feeling a little bit more authentic or more honest, mm-hmm. sense of relief. Maybe a more quiet mind, mm-hmm. Greater sense of purpose and worth.
Okay, good. So first of all, just go back to, I wrote them down for you. I can also put them in the chat later, but I want to make sure that you got those, not just for yourself or the curriculum, but that's all good marketing, wanting to put into your marketing in terms of how the program will help. Okay, so then from there, when you think about this hero or heroine feeling that their relationships are more honest and authentic by the end, feeling more at peace, with themselves and with others, feeling like they're not always in their mind obsessing about this thing that they can't forgive. You said quiet mind. What are some of the pieces that you know most people probably need to work on in order to get to those places?
Maybe a new understanding of forgiveness. I know being raised Catholic, my understanding of growing up was that you had to give something to get something. So understanding that is not necessarily true.
Beautiful. Good. What else?
That it is cyclical. It's not one and done. Mm-hmm. Something that you probably will practice over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
What requires else? A lot of patience. A lot of compassion.
Talk more about the compassion piece. Well, no, we won't get into those details yet. I'm just going to write it down. Okay. What else?
Look at what I wrote down. It's not condoning somebody's bad behavior.
That part feels like it's part of the new understanding of forgiveness. That might be one of the sub pieces there. Okay.
That makes sense. That it's actually for yourself and it comes from within.
That also feels like maybe part of some of the new understandings about forgiveness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
That's what it's starting to feel like, is that it is mostly about the new understanding.
So I think so far I'm seeing two steps, two and a half. So, but that's okay, because one step can have a lot in it. There can be sub steps in it, right? Mm-hmm. But what I'm seeing so far, and this is probably how I would order it so far of what's emerging, is creating a new definition of forgiveness. Huge, right? Not to be underestimated in any way. And even with like the two things that you mentioned that I said they might go underneath that, the not condoning other people's, well, you know what? I take that back. I think there is a step in the not condoning people's behavior. So that might be part of what, so forgiveness is not, right? X, Y, Z. But there could be a step on its own that is practices for loving people, even while blah, 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 their behavior. Does that land?
It does, yes, very much.
And that's beautiful, because then the setup is there as you like create this new definition and this new understanding of forgiveness. And then it comes later. It's part of the cyclical thing of curriculum. Then you come back to it and then you can open it up more to like look at what are some of the resistances there in the first place, right? Mm-hmm. And then what are some of the practices to help with that?
Okay.
And then it seems like cultivating compassion is connected to that, but can be pulled out as its own piece. And you might even have one step is cultivating compassion for self, and another step is cultivating compassion for others.
That makes sense.
How is all of that feeling so far?
Very good.
Okay. Any other pieces that we didn't hit that feels like in order to get my heroine to feel more authentic and honest in their relationships, to feel like they have this quiet mind, to feel this relief and this peace? Are there any other things?
I don't think so. No. Well, actually, maybe having, I would maybe like to have them have a sense of their own personal process of forgiveness.
explain to me. I just want to understand that fully. Explain to me a little more.
Well, for instance, for me, something that's been really helpful for working with it is like full moon forgiveness ceremonies.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. So that can be a step as well, for sure. So you don't need a million steps. This is for you and for everyone. We do not need a million steps. I love, like, take these. They're simple. They're beautiful. And then what are the mini steps within each that might go into one session, or it might cover two sessions worth, right? So go deeper rather than wider with this.
Okay.
Does that give you enough to get to your next draft?
It does. Thank you. Yeah. Very much. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good stuff. Jennifer.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, so that last little piece I think is going to be important to this conversation too, going, I tend to want to go really wide. So my biggest question, and I'll give you a little context here in a second, but my question is, what's enough for the ending point? And more specifically, I have a lot of internal shifts that my people are going to make, but what's enough for the external? So just to give you a little context, I call myself a soul abundance guide. I help people create more of what they want and then give themselves permission to have it. So of course I'm asking the question about what's enough here, right?
I love it. Yes.
What I've been understanding about my thought leadership recently is that it's not just about manifestation and creation, but really about changing your abundance identity, right? What's the filter that we're passing everything through, right? And so I've done a lot of one-on-one work. I've done some 6-week courses, but I really want to do a more in-depth, like 6-month shift your abundance identity.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know there's a lot of internal shifts I can, you know, but I'm stuck on what I'm actually promising, right? Just like here in Curriculum Lab, you don't tell us, hey, you're going to have this really beautiful curricula by the time we're done, right? You're going to know how to do it. But that's where I'm a little bit stuck, is like, what's the actual promise?
Yeah.
What's the actual ending point for people?
Yeah. So I'll tell you what I'm hearing so far. What I'm hearing is that the program is mostly inner work and inner shifts, and that the big promise is that you are going to have a different, to use your terminology, abundance identity by the time we're done. And with that new upgraded abundance identity, here's what is going to be possible next. Yeah. So it's not like that you're going to have $1 million in your bank account, yeah, right? And, or you're going to be able to get that raise, or you're going to, right? But by the end of the 6 months, because of all of the ways that you will have changed from the inside out, because of the patterning around abundance and scarcity and, you know, like all of that, will have shifted because you will have looked, I'm guessing, into yourself. You can tell me, at your fears around what it means to have abundance, or like whatever it is, because all of that will have been changed and started, not even identity, I'm pushing it here for you, but if it works, go with it. Like even on a cellular level, you will feel differently. That is actually the pathway to then be able to take the aligned action steps to create more XYZ.
Exactly.
And maybe along the way, you're going to start creating some of that too, right? But I think the big promise is actually around the identity and the repatterning and the new ways, the new perspectives and ways of being that changes everything around the action that you then take and what you call to you. How does that land for you? I'm just turning it on in here.
Yeah, no, that lands really well. I like the idea of even thinking about it as it's a brand new path, because my people start where it's like, and whether it's money or time or freedom or whatever kind of abundance they're looking for, right? It's just, it's this hard space. I have to make it happen. All right. really, really hard work. But with when we go through this new, when you release the patterns and all of that, you have a new pathway. There's a new path to walk, so that there's, and really, I guess really what it is possibility, right? That you're really in a brand new space of possibility, and just giving myself permission to say that's a pretty huge transformation, right? That's enough.
That is enough.
Okay.
If you sense that people within those 6 months will, you know, before the end of the 6 months will be enough on that new pathway to start taking new actions, mm-hmm. you could make a little promise about this, not like a full on bid, but also I'm thinking like integrate this into the curriculum. At a certain point, you might add, okay, now what's your next goal? Like now that you're starting to pave this new pathway, what is an outer goal that you want to start moving towards? And you can kind of work some of that into the curriculum as well, if that feels right. I don't want to complicate it for you, but if that does feel right, that could be something to play with.
Yeah. And, you know, I've witnessed that in my clients. It's almost an automatic, right? As soon as that programming comes in, those action steps start appearing, right? Yeah. But to actually call it out so they're noticing that they're doing something different, I think is important too. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
I think it's really exciting. And I think, tell me if I'm hitting on something here, Jennifer. I think for you, energetically, like your energetics in this is about you taking a stand for the absolute vital importance of, if you want to create more of something in your life, it starts with your identity. That abundance identity is the foundation for everything else. The more that you lean into that, Jennifer, the less you're going to wonder if it's enough.
Yeah.
The more it's going to come through in your marketing as well.
Yeah. Okay. Beautiful.
Land.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Great. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Natalie.
Hi, Joanna.
Hi.
Twice today. So I have been given the option to do a preview presentation to introduce my 6 month group thing to the folks in this platform, to get them committed and to get them engaged and to get them excited. Mm-hmm. And my question is, do you have some tips for me in how to create that preview presentation to give them a taste of it and to get them to see why they need to stay for the 6 months and da da da?
I do. It take more than 5 or 10. I'll give you a couple things, but you're in sacred depths. I can give you access to a full training recording that I have on preview presentations. So I'm going to make a note. I'll give you a couple things now, also for anyone else that's curious, but I'll make sure that you get, let me just make a note. I have a lot of trainings that I have on that. Okay, so here's the beautiful thing. It's very much what we're looking at Curriculum Lab, but on a smaller level.
Hmm.
Okay, so in our next training session in Curriculum Lab, which is next Monday, I'm going to go into all of the things that you want to put before your steps and after your steps. All of those pieces, you want to integrate those into preview presentations in a shorter way. So inspiring people, speaking to resistance, I'm going to go through like all the pieces and then what to do at the end. Those are very essential pieces to preview presentation, any marketing that you do. So you're going to apply those.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the middle, what you're going to do is here's the simplest way for me to say it. Look at your curriculum, pick one of the steps.
Yeah, I have that part, like the value part. Is that where you're going with the value? No?
Well, I was going to say, pick one of your steps mm-hmm. That is like one of the stepping pieces in the program and pull that out as like to take a look at it in a mini way
mm-hmm.
in the preview workshop. So you can even pull out two steps, and sometimes I even recommend three, but you're not speaking to them in the fullness that you would if they were in the call. You're speaking to them as three of the important pieces to help them reach their goals, which is going to be the same goals and results as the program. So to give an example, let's say I wanted to do a preview presentation for Sacred Depths. Now, Sacred Depths has, you know, many different modules with so many different skills of how to become a better practitioner and know how to co-create transformation with your clients. In a preview presentation, I'm going to pull one or two or three of the pieces from Sacred Depths and not go fully, fully, fully in depth. I'm going to use them to talk about almost like a jumping point for the bigger program of why they're important, right? So I might, for example, pull on the four levels of learning and processing, which we'll also cover in Curriculum Lab, by the way, and really speak to why when you're working with one-on-one clients, you want to activate all four levels of learning and processing. Mm-hmm. I might pull on the importance of knowing how to work with fear. And I'm not going to teach the whole befriend your fear technique in that preview presentation, but I'm going to teach some of the foundational pieces of it and why it's so important, why you need it as a practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Mm-hmm. So I get that part. So I'm going to add to pick out two, three parts of my program, talk about it and why it's important from a very high level, more general way. The beginning part, I think I was missing. So you're saying like, I'm going to speak to like, get into the inspiration, the motivation aspects of the program. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, we're going to go over piece by piece on Monday in Curriculum Lab, all the pieces in the beginning and all the pieces in the end. Yes, that's why I didn't get
it. Okay. Because
it'll take me like an hour or so.
No, I got you. This is so good. And I'm so glad you have a presentation already on it because I'm like, I need help. So yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Lane.
Hi, Joanna. Hi, everybody. Thank you for taking this time. I think my question is more related to the starting point and getting more precise about really making sure that the right person steps into the program. So my program is for writers and who on the outer level want to make meaningful progress on a work in progress. And on the inner level, really cultivate enthusiasm and resilience. And the thing that brings these two things together is a wholehearted relationship with their creativity. And so the part that is most challenging is just figuring out a way to call in people who are already have already started their projects and have kind of stagnated and who have a relationship with their writing, but just might be struggling with some internal blocks, but they have a certain foundation. They've never written a book before, or they've never had a large scale writing project before, or it's not for people who are trying to work out their book idea and figure out how to start. It's for people who have already started. So, yeah.
You sound really clear to me. I feel like I'm missing something in your question. Like you're extremely clear. So everything that you just said, Lane, yes. Like that's what you need. I mean, in your marketing, you want to say it. And then that's where you know that your hero is starting from. So it's someone who already knows what their book idea is. They're not, I mean, I can just, do you want me to repeat everything that you just said? Would that be
helpful? That'd be great.
Okay. Yeah. So it's someone who already knows what their book idea is. The program is not to help them work through their idea. They know what their book idea is, and they've probably even started writing the book. Mm-hmm. And they know how to write the book because they have writing experience. This isn't mm-hmm. their first rodeo. Mm-hmm. But what's happened for your hero in this program is, even though they have the experience, they have the idea, they have the skill, like they know how, something has gotten in their way. They've either become stagnant and just like not writing at all.
Yeah.
Or they're maybe writing, but they know it's not, they're not showing up fully for their writing, and it shows in the words that are coming out.
Yeah.
And really what is happening for them is not a crisis of like, I don't know what to do. They know all the things to do. It's more of an issue of something, there's some kind of disconnect or block on the inside that is wanting to be looked at. And it sounds like your program, by the time they're done, gets them to the place where they're back on track. They're in the flow of the writing. They're able to show up with all of themselves for the work. Am I getting that right?
Yes. Yes. It's that disconnect and block on the inside, but it's also the lack of community and accountability structure on the outside. So,
and that's part of what the program may not provide the community and the accountability through a step, but it provides it through the format. The vehicle, that's part of the vehicle that we've been talking about, is there's community, there's accountability built in, however you're going to do that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Oh, good. Okay. And the other, I guess, kind of a follow-up question is this, I do want to devote one of the pillars to fear, resistance, and the inner critic. Because that, I don't know a single writer who doesn't contend with these. But I kind of feel like it could be the whole, it could take up a lot of space. And there are other things too that I feel like are really important as far as steps. So I'm just kind of wondering about scoping it out. I don't want to bypass it, but I also want to give it the space
that it deserves. How long is the program?
I think I haven't decided if it's 6 months or 9 months.
Okay. So it's a nice amount of time. It's not a quickie. And how many pillars do you have?
There are six or seven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A couple pieces. So first, if you want to share you're not on Facebook. If you want to share with me privately, just what the pillars are, I'm just wondering if some might go together too, or you can kind of start to see. But what I'd say is, with the fear, the blocks, the resistance, I'll toss a couple of things your way. So one is, you do want to give it a strong foundation. So at least I would say two sessions initially. But here's the other thing, and this is for you and this is for everyone with like any big pillar in your program. Like, so for you, it's fear, you know, one of the big pillars, fear, resistance. Remember, I think I said this on our first training call for Curriculum Lab. Remember, the journey isn't linear, it's cyclical. And you want to build that into your curriculum. So for example, if towards the beginning you devote two sessions, three sessions, maybe even a month to looking at fear, you can pick it up or later on in the program, or you can, coming out of those two, three, four sessions, they can have a regular practice of, but I know, because you've been through Sacred Depths, you know what I'm talking about, of befriending their fear throughout, right? Or maybe after those two, three sessions, whatever it is, then, you know, every 6 weeks, you spend 15 minutes on a call leading them through a BYF or whatever it is, it's not linear. You're going to come back and go deeper and come back and go deeper and come back and go deeper. Is it helpful to think so that it's not like, okay, it has to take up the first 3 months of the program and then there's, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I want you to think of it more as a like time release capsule. Is that yeah. helpful?
Very helpful. Yeah. 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 That's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm so excited about the program. Ellie.
Hi, I'm loving this idea of the time release capsule. Thank you. So I posted on Facebook a lot of thoughts and I don't have to take up a lot of space to articulate them here, but I just wanted to follow back up. Because you had said that you had some thoughts. Yeah. So I'm happy to share.
I have like all the pieces in my mind. I read it over a couple of times.
Thank you.
So, okay, first I'm going to just toss some thoughts and then I'm going to ask some questions. So while I loved the idea of the teaching the skill, like the last one that came through,
yeah.
just because I know you, we've like spent the last amount of time, it feels like awesome and for you to teach, but not for right now to me. Does that resonate?
I totally agree. It feels like a really wonderful distraction and excited. It gets me very excited, but
yes. I definitely think it's for the future because I do think you're a teacher's teacher for sure, for sure, for sure, yeah. for sure.
Yeah.
But when I come back to why you're putting together the program that you're putting together right now, it's not going to serve that purpose of an entry point in for people mm-hmm. to take longer paths with you.
Yeah.
Officially. Okay. So we're agreed on that.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Okay, good. So as I was reading through everything that you wrote, the biggest piece that I was understanding, and sometimes, you know, you can't always from Facebook, but like the really like the sense that I was getting, Kelly, is that you are actually pretty clear on the start and end. Like we might want to tweak a little bit, but it's just not feeling sexy enough.
It's so not sexy. Yeah.
So am I getting it right? Like you kind of know where you think it's going to start and where it's going to end, but for you, you're like, yeah, but is that exciting enough for people? Is that sexy enough for people?
Yeah. Are you asking right now?
Yeah. I just want to make sure.
That yeah. I think there's like it feels like multi-layered. So when I've worked with people, I have so many people who come in crisis and like falling apart or about to leave work or on leave. And then it is like getting them back to a place of some level of stability so then they can deepen in. But the longer path is this long, beautiful thing. But the person who's starting in burnout doesn't really care about deepening into like, you know, becoming this really spiritual human who like ripples out what she's doing.
No, they need to get to stability first.
Yes.
To even consider the possibility of the next.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like to me, it feels clear and exciting, but you know best. And so I'm trying to like understand what doesn't feel exciting about that to you. Because to me, when I hear it, like your ideal client, they're in crisis, they are burned out, like their nervous system is all over the place. They can't handle what's going on. And the promise of this program is to get them on stable ground so that they feel like, I mean, I'm adding words here, but tell me if this is true, like they can wake up every day and handle the day in front of them. And they're in a place to make much better next step decisions about their life. And in a place where they feel like they have room to breathe and actually be alive versus just like exist to the next day.
Yeah.
Am I getting all of that right?
Yeah. And I think I spoke to this a little bit in my response, but I think there's a part of me that's like, oh my goodness, am I calling in all the people in crisis? That sounds exhausting for me. So there's this piece of like naming that. And there's also the piece of like knowing my ideal people, it isn't just that they're in crisis. It's like they're out making change in the world, and they have cared so much about the world and impacting it in a positive way and caring for others that that piece is so essential. And I think there's something about what happens when I start speaking to the, like, if you're in crisis, because lots of people are in crisis. There's that. And I think there's also the piece, which is I am not a formal mental health practitioner, though I have plenty of testimonials of people who've come in saying therapy is not working and they walk out feeling like they got what they needed in therapy, but I can't say that. And I feel like I'm really, it's a little bit to Michaelin's earlier question, right? Like,
yeah.
I have to be really careful what I say, and yet everyone.
Well, and I'm also, I'm going to stop you just because I get it. And I'm also, this is great distinction, right? So what I'm hearing is like, you actually don't want to call it because you've used like the word crisis in the writing, which is why I was using it. But what I'm actually hearing is that's not what you want. So this is actually awesome. I think exciting. Because it helps us actually refine who you do want to call in, and we can make it sound even more exciting. So what I'm hearing, and again, I'm making some of this up a little bit based on what I know about you, a little bit based on what I know of human nature. So, you know, change as you will. But what I'm hearing is where your people that you want to call into this program are actually starting. They're not in crisis. So where they are is that they are, get it done people. They are passionate about their purpose, the impact they want to make in the world, the change that they want to see in the world, and they're change makers. They are getting it done. It is happening. And there's so much about that that is so beautiful and so wonderful and so good in all the ways, except they are feeling burnt out. They are feeling like, where am I in this equation? Like I see where my passion is, but where am I? I can't locate myself in this so much anymore. I've forgotten where my healthy aligned boundaries are when it comes to this work, when it comes to being able to make space for myself. I've maybe disconnected from self-sourcing energy, like how to like find my life force energy, and not just kind of robotically put everything into this purpose, which is very important for me, but it isn't like I am not alive in it.
Yeah.
Am I getting all of that right?
Yeah, that's really awesome.
Great. And so then you can, then from there, the end point is the not all of those things, right?
Yes.
Where they are, but they're even more deeply in their purpose and making even more significant impact, not meaning they're doing more, but it feels even more significant for them because they have their life force energy back. They have their connection to self and soul back because they have their aligned boundaries, because they're taking better care of themselves. There might be some more pieces in there, but how do you like where this is going?
Yeah, that sounds so much sexier than let's create a self-care plan for you so that you can go back and do good work. Yes.
Because then you can bring some of your shamanic pieces into that as well, of like connecting to self in deeper ways and I'm just using a lot of things, but like not sleepwalking through your days and like all of that. Does that feel good to go with or there?
Yeah. So that feels great. Where I'm getting a little stuck is I really want to have like an entry point. Oh, I was getting stuck on that you just uncovered. Thank you. But also the piece where I'm getting lost is like, I have so many things mapped out in my original, 8-week program that I did. Like literally everyone was like, that was amazing. Thank you so much. Like, I feel like I'm just set for years. I've got so much to work with here.
And I never need to buy from you. But here's like what we know, because I just want you to know this and everyone to know this. Those people, I know that was a phenomenal 8-week program. So what I'm about to say next is not devaluing how amazing those 8 weeks were. But Kelly, I'm telling you, those people were not able to walk out of there and implement all of it. They were
No, for sure. Yeah. And it was like, painful for me to invite them into the next thing and then be like, no, no, I'm so full. And because
so if, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm cutting you, is if that's okay, just to,
yeah, go.
So this program is going to be 8 weeks, you said? Okay. Can we for a moment call it 9 weeks and then play with it?
Yeah.
So if there were three main things, even though there's more than three, right? But the three, those other three things will come when they continue. But the three most important things that this person that we, this new person that we just outlined, that you know, if they had these three things, if they could embody these three things, if they could really integrate these three things, they would get to this end place. What are those three things? It doesn't have to be perfect right now. Give me some of your guesses.
They'd be back in their bodies. They'd be able to like recognize what their body is speaking to them and understand that like the symptoms and the messaging they're getting from their bodies are actually deep wisdom. They'd be able to, within that discernment, I think this has been in the same, like, know if something's a yes or a no, be able to make a decision based on like body compass stuff. They would have rituals. They would have a ritual that helps.
Right, that's right. Not many.
They would have like a ritual. In my mind, it would be like a morning thing that like sets them up for a pathway of like a foundational piece that helps steady them through the days and get them accessing, you know, their own inner wisdom and their capacity in ways that they haven't been able to because they haven't had that for themselves. And they would, I'm looking at my big map here. they would feel a level of connection to themselves and to nature and to other humans in a way that is healing and nourishing for them and their nervous systems. And within that would be the understanding of the nervous system and the different components of it and how that heals.
Beautiful. Okay. So these three things, I'm just gonna like toss some things. So well done. The way I would order it is actually the last one comes first, connection to themselves, others, nature. Maybe you want to think about spending about 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks on that.
Mm-hmm.
The next one would be coming back into their bodies, knowing their wisdom, being able to read it, knowing the yes and the no, etc. And then to top it off, like the last week or second to last week would be them each, based on all of that and all they've come through, like creating this amazing morning ritual for themselves. And that way you get to take this idea of connection to self, nature, and you can divide that into 3 or 4 mini steps, one a week. The second one, you can divide it into 2 or 3 mini steps and the ritual. Are there more things? Yes, Kelly, I promise you, there's so many things I don't include in sacred depths that I'm like, I wish, right? But that's why I have advanced depth. That's why I have into the depth, right? And it's okay.
Yeah.
Right? But that's where I would invite you to go with all of this. How does that feel?
That feels amazing. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I'm excited to see what comes of it.
I'm excited too. Thanks.
Good. All right. We still have more hands raised and I just want to say, so nobody gets, I've raised my own hand. I don't need my hand. I can go past 5 Eastern. I intend to definitely get to AJ, Gloria, and Marla if you all can hang on past 5. And I even have a little bit more beyond that. I really want to help as many folks as I can today if you can hang on. AJ.
Yeah, I was resonating with that. Am I calling in people in crisis? But that is not my question of the moment. My question of the moment is, I got some great feedback and help from Inbal about being stuck on the term thought leadership. worked through some of that. And I think that a big piece of it is the parallel tracks that I take people along. So the program that I am building, envisioning, dreaming up is like a year long, 10 months maybe. And it has the inner path of sort of self-knowledge and gaining awareness around values and shame and rewriting stories, and equally as important, jumping in with support on the outer pieces of looking at your money, knowing what's going on, taking actions, creating a budget in a way that it's not like a dreamy, not dreamy, bare bones kind of thing. And so in that, I guess my question is, the pillars as we go through, is it like one and then the other? Do I need to find a way to tie them together? What's a way to think about navigating that?
Yeah. I knew that halfway through your question. I was like, oh, that's going to be the question. Yeah. And it's like, you're right. Like, this is one of the things that makes your work powerful, is that you are working on both those tracks. When you think about your private clients that you've taken through this process, has it been all inner work first and then all outer? Like, what has some of, and I know it's different with each person, but like majority of people, what has the rhythm been through?
It's kind of half and half, depending on where they come to me. Okay. So if they come and saying, I need help with my budget, then we definitely start with the outer stuff and sneak in the inner stuff. But for some folks, that's just too much to look at right away. So we have to like do more pre-framing in the
inner pieces,
those base pieces of the inner work.
Knowing, and only you know the answer to this question, I don't. For your program, can both of those types, are they the same hero or are they two different heroes? Like, can both of those people go through the same program? I'm not saying they can't. I'm asking because I don't know.
I think they can. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So if they can, then I'm going to say a couple of random things that we'll all build together. You can see if this makes sense. I'm thinking that you might actually have beginner's inner work as a pre-assigned, like video before people start the first piece of inner work. So that the people that are ready to jump in on their budget and don't need that very first piece of the inner work can kind of speed through that first little piece. But the people that actually need some of that context first can get it, so that all of your heroes are kind of starting on a more equal place by the time you start. How does that sound so far? I've got some other thoughts.
Yeah, but that sounds very reasonable. Yeah.
Okay. So it's not like you're doing a lot of pre-work. It's really one lesson, and it can be recorded or it can even be live if you want, but it's really like, this is to you know, specifically for you if, and it's that like first itty bitty inner piece.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, my sense based on what you're sharing is to start with the first pieces of a budget, just the first pieces, and then follow it up with some inner work, because it sounds like then everybody will be ready for that. I think it's going to be too much work for you to try to get both in together. I'm thinking mostly outer and then an inner piece to follow it up, and then outer and an inner piece to follow it up. You might switch mm-hmm. that up on the journey at some places, but I don't think you need to overwork to make it overlap. And also, part of the beauty of that is if they have to then, with the outer piece, if they have to then go set something up, instead of just having 1 week, like before they have to do the next outer thing, they can work on it for the 2 weeks or however much time is in between sessions while mm-hmm. you're also covering the inner piece. So people that need a little more time for the outer action step, you've got them covered through the inner work as well.
Mm-hmm.
The time. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah, that goes along with what I was thinking of, like max 2 to 3 sessions a month. A couple of get it done
yes.
drop-ins.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that like there might be a big outer lesson and a big inner lesson, and then like a follow-up on the outer stuff and kind of follow up or dig into or preframe the next lessons inner stuff.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to follow that same pattern over the full time. You can play it with each topic how you want to do it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I think for sure it gets more into inner stuff as we pass through, and the outer stuff becomes more automated and
yes
and then, comfortable.
Yep. And then same thing, remember what I shared with Lane, it's not linear, it's cyclical. So if there are outer pieces that are gonna like take a long time to do, you may want to introduce them earlier for people to be slowly working on, and then you pick it up like the next pieces of that outer piece a little while later.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Yep. For sure. That's helpful.
Okay. Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Gloria and Marla and Barbara, I'm going to get the two of you so long as you can hang on a little bit.
Hello.
Hi.
I want to share my idea and just talk through it a little bit. It changed from the get it done day. Through that, I realized I think my heart is somewhere else. And what I'd love to guide people through or share my knowledge around is on how to quit, like how to end things well, and particularly how to end a good thing, like jobs, work related.
I love it. I got chills when you said that. And I just really want to honor you for being, because I know you were really into your first idea and kind of like, and I just want to honor you for being willing to feel like, oh, actually, this is where the juice and the life is for me right now.
Yeah. I think it speaks to a lot of like my experiences too. Like I've quit a lot of things. And even particularly, you know, that I was working on a book that I've wintered essentially, but the material I think I can compost into a journey for people that might be something like, I'm not quite sure, but maybe like an 8 to 12 week experience, some like pre-recorded teachings with live connection as well. Maybe a little bit more extended after the 8 to 12 weeks. But essentially where a person would be is, like I said, they might be leaving a good thing, or they might be feeling like actually so much of what you shared to Kelly around the kind of person I'm connected to. So like the passionate, the go-getters, the people that have already contributed so much leadership to the world of work, but who feel like they're outgrowing where they are or what they've done, or they feel like a sense of satisfied, like I'm satisfied and there's something else now and I don't know what that other thing is, but I'm willing, or maybe I'm curious about taking like a sabbatical of sorts, like a radical sabbatical was like the thing that came to my mind. Because again, it's just it's like my own experience being shared as well. Where they're ending, I suppose, like, well, what I would want them to get clear on throughout, maybe in the beginning, is where are they going? Like, what is their sense? Are they wanting to take a break or rest in order to creatively explore, to get new, to get a new job, to start their own thing, to just even find something that is a higher expression of what they're already doing? And where they end up is, like they feel like they're bringing more of themselves into the work that they're doing. They feel like they've been able to rest. They feel like they can make this decision to step away from something that's relatively good. Like my work felt very life affirming, but I was still like, there's a part of me that is not expressed. And I know I need to give myself time to just kind of quit this life that I know and do something different. And when I tune into like what's going on in the larger world and collective, like I am seeing a lot of people taking these like small sabbaticals of sort. And I figure, well, why not be able to guide them through or kind of walk them through a process that could be helpful for them so that their fears are being taken care of or like befriended. Even their way out. So like this concept of like going with grace, like leaving gracefully without rush, like how do you do that? So it's like all of the logistics of like setting a timeline, communicating with people in your world of work that, and how to do that. Mm-hmm. And then when they take that leap, I'm not quite sure actually where they're ending so far with my idea.
Yeah, that's what I was feeling too, around specifically their vision. So will they kind of have what their vision is for what's next by the end of the program? My sense is even if they don't have a full vision, it's important to get them on the first, like at least some of the first next steps to knowing what they're going to want. I feel like,
yes.
I just feel like that's going to be important for people to be willing to step
yes.
in. It will take a very evolved person to otherwise
to go in with no idea.
Yeah. Yeah. So it might, but you might not bring the visioning piece in until later in the program, you know, like the other pieces that you just outlined and just getting the space might be like the bulk of it. And then in the last couple of weeks, I mean, you'll see, you know, that doesn't need to be that way, but I do think at least inching towards some of starting to clarify a vision or having some directions to go in by the time they're done might be important. I want to make sure I'm not feeding that to you and that actually feels true for you.
Yes, that feels true. And I think like, I even wanted them to end further along, like I would love for them to have actually like taken a step, communicated to the outside world. So
if that's the case, you said the program is 8 weeks.
Yeah, 12. Yeah, 8 to 12.
I think it would need, okay, this is my filter, right? So I'm just like calling out my filter and you can take it or leave it. I think it would be need to be closer to the 12 to 14 week.
Yeah.
I love the idea of them ending there. I just think you're going to end up feeling rushed and 8 weeks isn't going to be enough.
Okay. That's easy enough. There's a lot to share. What else could I ask. Yeah, I guess I'll just, I have like 3 pages of ideas and things like that are actually very like detailed at this point. So maybe the next step, I guess, in the journey is to write everything out, kind of mind map it, find the, maybe the pillars. This is what I'm hearing.
Right. I would exactly like, let's call it 12 weeks for now. It might end up 14. So you like think of it as maybe 4 pillars in those 12 weeks. You might end up with 5. It's fine. Mm-hmm. But if there were 5 main pillars that each of the little details revolved around, those will be mini steps in each pillar or bigger step. That would be the next piece.
Okay. That's nice. Thanks, Joanna.
Yeah, you're welcome. So exciting. Marla.
Hi, thank you. First, I need to apologize. I'm very scattered at the moment. I like came in, so I'm going to try and be a little bit. So I guess first the background, I have only done individual coaching and not a ton of it. But what I do is my style is like someone come, it's mostly the inner work, whatever they come in with, I'm working it from the inside out. And so the coaching sessions all go like, all right, what's going on today? I mean, of course, they've got some kind of goal that they're working towards. I shouldn't say of course, but they have, like one person was writing a book, someone wanted to lose weight. But I mean, I don't really, you know, lose weight, eat less, move, you know what I mean? And writing a book is organized. So that stuff really to me is secondary. And so, but it's very, I very clearly have a journey that has an outer component and an inner component. And the inner component is, and they usually take 4 to 6 months, which I want to do a shorter program, but just my limited experience with successful clients, and I'm talking just like a handful, all right? So they go from, you know, really from some sort of powerlessness to empowered. I know that sounds so thing, but they really are changing everything. They all have made significant changes by the end, like moving to another country, getting divorced, moving to another state. So there's... Yeah. But what I do is, you know, where they see their power is about from, you know, looking at what you're attracting, looking at what you're feeling, looking at what you're projecting. It's all about kind of diagnosing what's going on. And I walk them through that. So in some sense, I have some clarity on how that works. I feel like, you know, that scene in The Wizard of Oz when Dorothy's in the tornado and things are flying by. So, I mean, that's where I am right now. I'm in this tornado and I have very clear things flying by and I'm like, okay, I know these pieces and just how do I put them together? But here's my question. I'm working through that. That's, again, I'm sorry. I'm so unfocused at the moment.
No, that's great. You're exactly where you need to be.
Okay. But the thing is, I'm talking about people are talking about the beginning and the end. So the end to me, again, it's like 4 to 6 months out, they get it. They've been on this journey and they get it. And I want to find something closer in, and that may not, that's just kind of, again, I'm not looking for an answer for that right now. I mean, how could you? But where they're beginning, you know, and I'm thinking about like my target audience, stuff like that. It's like, because it's basically an inner game and the outer game is really kind of a side effect. It could be almost anything. And I've been struggling with this, and I brought this, and Inbal gave me very good feedback at our meeting, but I'm still stuck because can I just read you what I wrote about the beginning? And because this is really my question, I'm stuck on this piece.
Yeah.
In a circumstance, so the beginning is they're in a circumstance where they feel victimized, could be picked on, attacked, tormented, ostracized, locked in a power struggle with, or under the thumb of a toxic person who has more power in the situation, could be a workplace bully, a controlling parent, overbearing in-law, someone who doesn't respect boundaries, and the person just wants the tormentor to go away. And so, you know, all this marketing really is such a, you know, this is really tough for me. So I've been trying, like, do I pick workplace bully, controlling, you know, people who are dealing with controlling parents, people who have an in-law that's driving.
I don't think you need to pick one. I think you described that right now so beautifully, Marla. You said you didn't like marketing, but that was actually like a very evocative description of someone who feels stuck in a situation where they're disempowered and where they are they feel helpless and they feel like they have no control. So any of those examples can fall under that. And you just like shared a very beautiful description of that.
Okay. And that's really totally in line with what Imbob was saying. It's like, you don't have to pick one, but then my question, I guess, was like, well, then what, how do I describe it? Which I didn't get to asking her, but I wrote this. So you think
described it beautifully.
So
yeah. I mean, what I would add for yourself, we're not talking about marketing right now, but like for the purpose of your curriculum, what I would add in for yourself are, what are some of the beliefs when the person is in that place? Yeah. What are some of the beliefs that they have from that place? What are some of the fear? Because you're saying it's all inner work, right? So you probably want to look at some of the most common beliefs, some of the most common fears. So I would just kind of articulate that for yourself. And then what do you want when they get to this place of feeling empowered, like you said, when they get to this place? And I think for the shorter journey, it's that they don't feel victimized by this situation. They feel power in this situation. What is it that they believe then at that end point? How do they feel at that end point? So that's where I would go. Those are some of the places I would go next with it. And then from all the things that are swirling in your Wizard of Oz tornado, pick the ones that are on the direct path to get that person from where they are to where they want to be.
Okay, that's really helpful. So and I just have to say, you know, I'm very sensitive to energy. I've never been on any kind of call or groups with other than like with you, and it was with involved that it's like the energy is very palpable and like very, very excellent. So I was thinking the first step, because they have to deal with the outer situation too, to just get them stabilized. And the second is to learn how to use situations such as this as opportunities for healing and growth, because that's really what it is.
Yeah. I love those as like bigger pillars. And then my invitation is to get even a little bit more detailed in the mini steps in those. So even before, Marla, you said some really provocative things. Like one of the mini steps is to get clear on, you said attracting and projecting.
Yeah.
I think that can either be two mini steps or one mini step together, right? What are you attracting? What are you projecting? That probably goes into that second bigger pillar that you just mentioned. I just lost the words, but I think that's a great direction. Now just get a little bit more detailed to lay out the steps within the steps of it.
Cool. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I think you're way less scattered than you think you are, and you're on your way. For real. We've only been doing this for a week so far. So it takes time. Good. Barbara. And for everyone that's hanging on, I'm so glad you're here. But also, of course, like if you need to go, go. But I'm happy to keep on going for a little bit.
Thanks for including me. I know it's kind of late. I posted an image that I had sketched out of kind of preliminary concepts, and you had replied on the Facebook post about it. And I kind of want to preface what I want to say is, I feel like some of these ideas are actually things I've delivered, so they're full on courses, 3 weeks, 6 weeks, something, I can't remember. And other ones are ones that, yeah, maybe day long kind of things, not necessarily full on. But I see that what I see is just super surface level for the whole concept that I put on my page here, you know, tried to create a visual so I would be like a little bit more grounded with it. And I feel like, you know, one of the things about, especially the courses that I developed last year and taught, I feel like I'm so much more teaching oriented than coaching oriented, that kind of anticipating what results I'll be able to offer my clients is like, oh no, you know, like that's where I'm like, well, how am I going to market this? I mean, I have an idea of who I'm going to market it to, but how am I going to market it if it's not, if I'm not clear about what results, even, you know, not like, no, I'm not guaranteeing it, but you know, here's, I have an idea about these processes and these experiences with art and, you know, with self-exploration that we can go on together. But I feel so uncertain about the results aspect that it's like, it's kind of backing me up and keeping me, I feel kind of like just in the very preliminary concept level with them. And I'm just like, oh,
yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I want to talk about.
I'm glad that you're bringing it forward. So if you were to kind of break into percentage, how much of this feeling is like, how much of this feeling is just fear and resistance? What percentage versus how much of this is that you actually might need to beta some of these concepts with real life people to see how they go and what comes out of it? Because that's a very legitimate thing to do if you haven't worked with humans, one-on-one humans with this anymore before you put it out as a program, right? Like in the lab, we'll kind of tighten it up as much as we can. But then my actual suggestion would be beta it either for free or low cost with two people, three people, either as a group or one-on-one, so that you can get more of a sense of what the results are. So I guess first my question for you is if you could break that down into percentages, like how much of this is just like fear, resistance, I'm not good enough, and so I'm blocked. And how much of this is like, no, actually this is pretty new to add the coaching piece in. And I feel like I might need to beta some of it first. Where do those percentages fall for you?
I would say I have some uncertainty about the quality of my coaching, but I'm not like, oh, I'll never be a good coach.
That's not what it feels like. It's more
like
to test them out.
Right. Yeah. I would say it's probably about, the word uncertainty is just like in my everyday life, but it's about 80% uncertainty and probably about, you know, 15-20% resistance and fear, yeah. You know, and
so
that's the executive function aspect, I think, where it's like, oh, well, let's just make a decision and act on it and see what the results are.
Uh-huh.
That's where I think the fear comes up.
Yeah.
That
makes so much sense. And while I didn't know that what the exact percentage is that you would answer, Barbara, the reason I asked that question is because as you were talking, I actually did have a sense that it was more like, I don't think you can know it until you test some of it out. Later this week, I'm leading an online retreat for Sacred Depths alumni, and I'm teaching a new technique. And I had to beta it and test it out on like a lot of different people to get to the point to be like, hey, I'm teaching this technique now, you know, and there's no shame in that. Like that's part of what we do so that we can feel good about the promises that we're making. So what I would say, tell me how this feels for now, as best as you can, guess in to what the results could be. Keep on developing. It sounds like you have been developing like these processes. And then even if it's one-on-one, and like ask people if you can take them through it, right? And do some testing and see like, oh, I didn't even think this piece was going to come out of it, but oh, it did. And oh, I thought for sure they might blah, 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 but that didn't happen at all, right? And so I would say be an experiment with it, if you can be okay with that, either for free or low cost, if it feels important to charge them, because you know they're going to get value no matter. I know you well enough to know that people are going to get value no matter what, even if you can't say this result, this result, this result. How does all of that feel?
That makes sense. That makes sense. And I think like the smaller course that I have offered, that I'm like putting a kind of significant tweak to it. That's something that I can feel okay about offering it low or even free. The other ones that I think that's the challenge is that the other ones I see is like months long. So like I can't see myself devoting that much time to one or two people at, you know, a low cost, you know, and to kind of test that out. And so I can see myself offering some shorter things for low cost but it's like, well, I'm not putting in 6 months of work for, you know, I'm really hoping them to be group.
Yeah, I think that if you beta like one of them that's short or even two of them that's short, it's going to give you enough to kind of forecast the longer. That's my sense. Does that track for you?
Yeah, I think I can do some projections around that. And so that kind of ties into, I have this invite to do a presentation and the information is super vague right now, but it's during the week of solstice and it's part of feminine frequency. And it's a free opportunity for me, but also for all the participants. And I don't even know how long the opportunity for me to speak is. I'm like, when I'm saying vague, it's very vague, but what I want to do is kind of prep some of what I'll be offering, you know, and, you know, put some little amuse-bouches into my presentation. Right. So I guess if there's any advice that someone else spoke to it earlier, I think, yeah, I know somebody did. I can't remember who it was. But if there's any more advice you have around that, I'd be happy to hear about that.
Yeah. I mean, I think first things first, find out how much time you have. That's super important. But yeah, again, in a preview, you want to do a couple of things. You want to inspire people to want the results that your bigger program or your private work is promising. You want to support people in that preview to understand where they need help or aren't able to get to that result on their own. Like just that awareness in and of itself is really huge and valuable for people. And then you want to kind of do two things at once. Show them a little bit of what the pathway is going to be to get them from where they are now to the result they want. So that's the like pulling out a couple of the pieces. And then through that experience in one way or another, have them have at least a mini breakthrough, like one new understanding, awareness, feeling, etc. Those are kind of the big components in a nutshell.
Yeah. Okay. That's helpful. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for all of you that asked questions or those of you that just brought your energy and were listening. I hope you got exactly what you needed. I am around, please. I just will keep on reminding you, let me know what you need. Ask me in the Facebook group if I feel like it's going to be helpful to have another one of these Q&As. We'll do another pop-up Q&A, but be in the process, ask for support, just keep on showing up and let me know what you need. We'll see you all soon.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.